My text this morning is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 35. Very early the next morning, Jesus got up and went out. He went away to a lonely spot and remained there in prayer. It seems to me that there's a natural human instinct to pray, and that most people at some time or other in their lives will find themselves praying to an Almighty. I would imagine that far more people at some time or other pray than read their Bibles, and pray rather than go to church. Some people will pray regularly, others will just pray occasionally, maybe in times of personal crisis. But I would think there are very few people who never in their lives pray. Some years ago now, but I was at a church house group, and one of the folk in the house group said that she had a neighbour who was a professed atheist. But during the Second World War, when the Germans were sending bombs over London, she prayed that one of those bombs wouldn't fall in her neighbourhood. Again, going back some years, I was best man at a friend's wedding. My friend had been brought up by his parents to go to church regularly, but when he left and went to university, he stopped going to church regularly. But on the morning of his marriage, he asked me whether or not I'd been praying for himself and his bride. And he also said that although he rarely went to church, he still said his prayers most days. Some years ago at home, I used to read the Guardian for my daily newspaper. But when I went on holiday, I'd decided that I'd prefer a lighter alternative. And so I bought The Sun. Well, I think we'd all agree that The Sun is rather a worldly newspaper. It's got its page 3 pin-up, and it usually has loads of stories of sex and scandal. And what I also discovered, I don't know if it's still the same today, is there was a little item, "Remember these, please." And it just mentioned a few people who were ill or had some sort of trouble, and it asked for its readers to pray for these people. And so I put it to you that most, maybe everyone, at some time or another in their life, turns to God in prayer. Now, in our text, we are told that Jesus turned to God in prayer. And we should feel that this is natural. After all, Jesus was a human being, and so presumably he felt this need to pray to God, his heavenly Father. And so we are told that very early the next morning, Jesus got up and went out. He went away to a lonely place and remained there in prayer. And the first thing I want to say, arising from our text, is to think about when we pray. What are the situations that we are likely to pray in? And one of them that we see from the life of Jesus is that when he's been teaching and healing, then he turns to prayer. In our passage from Mark's Gospel, we're told that Jesus is in Capernaum. He's been teaching in the synagogue. He then heals Simon Peter's mother-in-law. And then a lot of people come to him from healing. The very next morning, he gets up early and goes out to pray. On another occasion, Jesus teaches and feeds about 5,000 people. Then he sends the people away. He sends the disciples on ahead, and he goes into the hills to pray. And so it seems that at times of mental, physical, and emotional exhaustion, Jesus turns to prayer. Another time that Jesus prays is when he's faced with an important decision. We are told that Jesus goes into the hills and prays all night. The next day he calls his followers, and from them he chooses 12 to be apostles, to be his close companions. Now, Jesus knew that it was his Father's will that he should die, that he should give his life as a ransom for many. But this knowledge didn't make it easy for him. And so we see that shortly before his arrest, he goes into the Garden of Gethsemane, and there he prays to God for peace and for strength to do God's will. And so we see that faced with an important decision, Jesus turns to God for guidance and for strength. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says these words, "Love your enemies and pray for your persecutors." In other words, if there's someone who hates you or dislikes you, makes trouble for you, then Jesus doesn't say, hate them back or make trouble for them back. Rather, pray for your persecutors. And so we can see that Jesus wants us to respond with goodness and love for those who want the worst for us. And so, when did Jesus pray? Well, when he was tired, he turned to prayer for refreshment. When facing an important decision, he turned to prayer for guidance and strength. And he also counsels that if we meet someone who hates us or wants bad things for us, turn to prayer so that we will respond with love. Now, I'm sure that Jesus didn't pray only in times of need but he prayed in all situations. And so we too should be willing to pray in all situations. Another thing that arises from our text is the question of where to pray. And in our Bible reading from Mark chapter 1, we are told that having taught and healed many people, the very next morning Jesus goes to a lonely spot to pray. After teaching and healing 5,000 people, he goes into the hillside to pray. And then before calling the 12 apostles, he spends a night in the hills in prayer. And so we see here that Jesus finds it helpful to go somewhere that he can be by himself and he can concentrate his whole being upon God in prayer. And so I put it to you that there is value in having a regular time of prayer when you go to somewhere that you can be by yourself with God. What I do is, having got up and had a wash or a shower, the first thing I do is I have a time in my bedroom for prayer and devotions. Now, that happens to suit my lifestyle. And I can remember that before I entered the ministry, when I was working in the civil service, early in the morning, it was too busy to have a time for prayer. And so it was when I came back after a day's work and had my evening meal that I set a time aside for personal prayer. And so whatever time suits you best, but think of choosing a time and a place where you can be by yourself with God. And also at the same time, I suggest that it may well be helpful to read the Bible. I combine my prayer with a devotional time of Bible reading, and using some Bible reading notes can also be helpful for this practice. At present, I'm using Scripture Union Daily Bread, but there are various Bible reading notes which suit different people. Another one that I've used a lot is the Salvation Army Words of Life. But consider reading a short passage from the Bible at the same time as saying your prayers. And a final thought: what do your prayers consist of? Are they just requests? I suspect this is a danger, that we make a time of prayer simply a time of making requests. But why not begin by praising and thanking God for our blessings, for the good things in our life? And that will probably get our perspectives in our troubles in the right perspective, in the true perspective. Prayer is also a time to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness and his inner peace. And of course, it is right to pray for others. And making a written prayer list can be helpful in doing this. Writing down people's names and perhaps the reason for the prayer. And of course, praying for ourselves and our own needs. And another thing that we can do is simply have a time of silence, because I suspect that it's in the silence that we are most likely to listen to God. It's interesting reading the Gospels to see where Jesus prayed. And often he goes away to a lonely spot. Maybe that gives us some guidance about where to pray. And let's consider also reading the Bible at the same time and make sure that our prayer isn't simply requests, but requests and other things. A final thought arising from our reading from Mark chapter 1. Jesus has been in Capernaum. He's been teaching in the synagogue. He's healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law. And he's healed many other people. And so he's had a very busy day of ministry. Very early the next morning, he finds time to pray. And then when the disciples search him out, he says to the disciples, "We must go to the rest of the neighborhood and continue to preach and to heal." In other words, for Jesus, action and prayer went together. They seem to be self-sustaining. One follows the other. The prayer refreshes Jesus for further action. And so likewise with us, let's make service and prayer things that go together. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Very early the next morning, Jesus got up and went out. He went away to a lonely spot, and he remained there in prayer. Amen.